Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is on the move by His Spirit. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He's always up to something good, and He's blessing His people who are watching for His soon return. Those who are watching because they're in faith. And because they're in faith, they're trying to make the most out of the time they have left. They're trying to do His will. They're trying to warn their friends and be a blessing to people. They're praying for the lost. They're interceding for those who may not know God yet. And those that they may be uncertain about, or those who are weaker. They're trying to make a difference. They are watching, and they're praying because they are watching. And the Lord our God is ready to return. As soon as the Father gives the order, Jesus is coming back. And those who are watching will be ready. They are alert. And they're excited about His soon return. And the Lord is moving in the lives of those who obey Him, those who love Him. A lot of people are desiring to see a great move of God, something that men would appreciate. That's how men are. They always want something they can see. It's not wrong, especially when they're looking for a move of God. It's not wrong. But it's going to look the way it's going to look. How that is, we'll find out when we see it or notice it. But the best thing we can do is obey the Holy Spirit. Some things that the Lord has prepared me to do and say, it turned out to be a great blessing. But on my end, it didn't always look like a great blessing to me. The Lord moved beyond what I was looking for. And I desire to know Him just like everybody else. I love God, and I love His people. And His ways are mighty. And I want to see His soon return. And I adore the Lord, my God and King. But what He prepares us to do and say is very important. Everything that He does, everything He prepares us for, is important. I had something in my mind, how it should be and go. There were things that I expected. But that didn't turn out to be very important to God's purposes. That's why I'm saying, I don't know how it'll look, what the end result will look like. But I do know this, He's dealing with people in the heart. This revival will begin in the heart, and it will be a move of those who love God from the heart. Now, these are the facts that I understand. Over the last few years, the Lord have told me some things about this revival that I've been so longing to see, and things I've been looking to see. He said it's going to change the economy. Now, that description alone told me much information. In order for a revival to change the economy, a lot of people got to get saved from the heart, because they love and believe, they love God and they believe on Jesus Christ. Their faith is going to get into their actions. The word of God is going to be in their heart, and it's going to change what they do, where they go, how they spend money, what they buy, what they don't. If it changes the economy, it's going to change the flow of money and finances. It's going to affect the banking system, the housing system. people that sell drugs, that money won't be spent on drugs anymore. People who sell any worldly paraphernalia, that money won't be spent by those who love God. It's going to affect the court cost because they won't be going to court for murder, divorce. It's going to, and sometimes it will. Some marriages will end because somebody gets saved. But it's going to affect the economy. It's going to have an effect on the economy. Now, I don't know all the details, but I do have that reference. That's one reference I have. The other one is it'll be in the heart. I knew that. God is going to deal with sincerity. He's looking for sincerity. And he's going to bless people who are sincere. And Daniel said, those that do know their God, they will be mighty and they'll do exploits. They're going to do great works. See, they became foundational because they learned who God is. They know him. And they know what not to do. Now, I got called to the ministry in 87. And the Lord, I made a vow of dedication that I would do whatever God say do in 1988. And in 89, he gave me that vision and said, let not my people lack knowledge. And then he taught me the condition of the church. He called me to be an apostle. And some of my assignments were training exercises as much as they were warning. He used me to warn people and to help them out in ministry. He didn't tell me to do their ministry for them or tell them how to do their ministry. But my assignment was to help people know to follow God. And I had all kind of revelation about following the Lord. And for years, it's like I didn't do much with that information till now, till he gave me this assignment called Heart to Heart. Make a long story short, because this revival is great, we need to give the most earnest heed to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We need to hear what he's saying. Hear him out. We need to dialogue with him. And we need to seek him so that we can know him and understand our part to play. What we should be doing, how we should do it. We need to receive the training that he provides, especially the things that he brings to our attention. You know, I always say the prophets used to always say, the word of the Lord came to me saying something. And that's precisely what we need. We need the word of the Lord coming to us saying something. And we need to be hearing what the word of the Lord has come to say, and not doubt in our hearts. We need to be hearing and hearing what the Lord is saying, what the Lord has to say. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And that's the way it always comes. That's the perfection of God. That means that the revival that the Holy Spirit has put in place is governed only by the Holy Spirit. That means that the anointing that he gives his people is governed by the Holy Spirit. The measure of it and the way that it wants, when he initially anoints a person with an office, or when he gives them an anointing to do something, their anointing is based on the training that they've received and the sovereign will of God. Now, how it grows is up to them. If they draw near to the Lord, guess what happens to the anointing? It grows too. It multiplies. just like the even the abilities of God. If your IV single, if you were thriving in the Lord, and then you read the scripture where Jesus said, if your IV single, your whole body or your whole being will be full of light. Every part of you will be full of light. Now, that changes the dynamic. The anointing increases. You receive greater knowledge. You sow greater seeds. If you, in other words, if you were teaching, your teaching will increase. The anointing on you will grow, and you'll be able to teach in a greater way. And if the anointing grows, even if you're teaching, see, when the anointing grows, that's because you're more stable. And your dedication, your faith, your sincerity, you're more grounded now. So that's when the anointing increases. The anointing can increase even though your knowledge may not. Because when the anointing increases, God will send you to more people. Because it's wiser. The Lord told me, he said, I've given you a louder voice. And I said, what you talking about, Lord? Now, my revelation didn't change as much. It was about, for a while, I may have grown somewhat, but I didn't notice a big difference in the teaching. But he gave me a louder voice. And I went to the radio station and one Friday to take some CDs and pay the bill or whatever. And Gary Richardson, he owns the radio station. He called me to the back and said, he showed me an Alabama map. And I've talked about this on other broadcasts. And he said, this is the Alabama map and this is the range of WJLD. And I bought another station north of Jasper, WIXI. And on the weekend, I play your broadcast on both stations, along with all the gospel stations are played on WIXI in real time with, you know, WJLD. It's a twin broadcast. So the anointing on my life, I say it multiplied with it, or it became greater in God trusting me. He gave me a louder voice. It didn't cost me any more money. And I thank God for that all the time, even now. And that was several years ago. And then when you do yield to the Lord and learn, every time you learn and apply knowledge, the knowledge of God, and you grow in Him, guess what happens? Your anointing increases some more. And it never stops. And the more foundational you are, the more it grows. And the Lord can use you beyond your knowledge. I didn't even know that I was on WIXI for a while. I had been on there probably a month or so before I even knew about it. What I'm saying is following God is the key. It's not how you pray something through. Can you obey God? If you can just obey God, you'll be surprised at what's being done already. And it's fine for you to pray things through. Pray it through anyway. Even if God is already moving mightily. Pray for what you're doing. Now I do that. I believe in what I'm doing. And I pray for it. Because that's just the way of God. I pray for every soul that will receive. I pray for millions of people to be blessed by the broadcast. See, with God, my pastor is also a prophet. And he said something very important. Every January, the Lord gave him a word. And he gave the church a very awesome word this year. But it was a simple word. It didn't seem like much. But he was saying, think big. Don't think small. Don't limit God. Think big. So don't pray. I don't just pray for the thousands of people to be blessed. That hundreds of people will bless me. That's big to me. But our God can do all things. All right, let's look at the facts. The radio broadcast, potentially, it reaches thousands and thousands of people all over the Southeast. And I say the Southeast because a lot of people know about WJLD. They used to live here. And they may have been listening to the broadcast for over 11 years, moved away, and still listen to it by the website because they know that my website exists. And they know that WJLD exists. And I got a report that people from Egypt was listening to Reverend Walker wanting him to come to Egypt. They meet secretly in a house. And they wanted to get Reverend Walker to come preach at their house. And they're in Egypt now. And I come on right after Reverend Walker. So what I'm saying is, if Jesus had his disciples to pick up bread fragments, and he didn't waste 12 baskets of bread fragments, he's not going to waste a soul out there. And he got the website right next to him. Don't you know the Holy Spirit can cause people to go on that website and hear something so that they can be saved? Or hear something and then they'll be blessed. He wants his people blessed. And he told me he'd do it. This is one of the easiest assignments I ever had in my life. The Holy Spirit talks to people who love him. And he give me what to say every broadcast. He's reaching people that I may never see until he returns and I meet him in heaven somewhere. God loves people enough to do such things. Whatever he give you to do, think big. Don't think small. Honor God. It honors God if you think big. It honors God if you hear him out. If you believe him. It honors God if you believe him and receive what he's saying to you. It honors God when you love him and you treat him like he's real. And you know that he loves his people. The longer I live, the more I have a revelation that he loves his people. And I don't worry about anything. I serve a mighty God. His return is soon. So he's not going to waste. You know, just imagine that for a moment now. Don't even make sense. Jesus loves everybody. He cares about everybody. He's coming back. God can tell him, the Father can have him come back at any moment now. And he already told me that the day is set. He will be back at least by that day, or at most by that day. And he can come back before that time. But he's ready and on guard. And the Holy Spirit is also subject to the Father. And they see a person down there that, and the Lord knows when people are ready to hear. And he's got something in place for them to hear. And the Lord see this person down there and he want to get his word to him. And the Lord already had me what to say, what needs to be said on the website. And the Holy Spirit know the Father may at any time tell Jesus to go get his church. Don't you know the Lord's not going to waste time? He's going to put things in motion to get that person to hear the word so that they can believe, so that he can take them home with him. If you ever doubt, hear me good, if you ever doubt the kindness of God when it comes to saving people out of their rut, take some time, make you a good cup of coffee, a good one. Sit in your armchair and read the book of Jonah in one setting. Just read the whole book of Jonah. The Lord is highly dedicated to saving the lost. He'll go out of his way to minister life to those who he know will hear. And because he has so much love for us. He wants us to win in life. He puts things. So if we know this about him, then we should definitely act on whatever it is he said for us to do. And have full confidence and faith in the works of God. He loves to be believed, because that's when he can work with us. He can do something on our behalf if we believe him, take him at his word. He can do something about our situation, our condition, if we can hear him out and be dedicated. Now, I love the Lord. He loves me. He's putting things together. I believe every ounce of what he tell me to do. All the things he tell me in my heart, I believe it. And one thing I was talking about in the Breakfast Club, it's good to confess what you believe. I always confess that I will do all that's in his heart. It's my greatest desire to do all that's in the heart of God. I don't have to fear. He gave me authority. He gave me all forms of blessing, great joy, the anointing, the office of an apostle, the ability to teach his word. He gave me prophetic utterance, discerning of spirits, word of wisdom. Then he gives me knowledge. And he usually speaks a word of knowledge to me and have me to speak a word of wisdom to others. But I thank him for it. I love God in all that he does. I thank him for healing. He blessed me to heal, to lay hands on people and they get healed. But the emphasis is on the teaching that he gives me. And I pray for people. And God hears my prayers. And yours too. The Lord is awesome. Never doubt what he can do in your life. And the people that he can cause you to reach. The Lord is good. And his return is soon. And sudden. He can come back before I finish. Before this recording is over, he can be back. And if you wake up tomorrow and have another day, spend it faithfully in Jesus' name. Do the things that count. Make a list of the things that need to be done. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added. Make plans. See, just because sometimes we think in the process, we process things like men. Well, if Jesus is coming back, I shouldn't even have to worry about going to college. I shouldn't be thinking about, take your tests, go to your classes, plan to finish. If you plan to get married, get married, make plans. Even if Jesus do come back, be in motion with the plans. That honors God more than sitting on the couch waiting on Jesus to come back. He said, occupy until I come. Now, I would love to be with my family when the rapture happened. But every day I'm going to go about my normal routine. I can't control Jesus when Jesus come back. That's just a desire. I'm going to be where I'm supposed to be. I'm going to be at my post when Jesus come back. Wherever that post is, whether it's at my work post, or if I'm on vacation, or if I'm in the middle of doing a broadcast, or if I'm driving home from work, I'm going to be at my post. And that's how the word is written. That's how he taught me. I got plans. I got goals for my house. I got goals. I'm going to clean my garage out and organize it so I can work more efficiently. And my wife said she didn't care how I do the bedroom furniture. She said she's not going to pay for it. It's up to me however I do it. So I've been wanting to make it for years. So I'm going to make bedroom furniture. And I'm not going to tell her either. I'm going to surprise her. And I can do it a lot cheaper than those companies can. And I think I got plans and goals. You know, I got plans for my yard. How I'm going to cut down old brush and plant better trees and things. I got trees I want to get cut down. But I'm gonna seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I'm gonna do the things that matter most. I'm gonna obey the Lord in all things. And when I confess that I will do all that's in his heart, I'm preparing my heart. I'm setting myself up to do it precisely that. Then the Lord can use me in a mighty way. And he can help me do all that's in his heart. The wisdom of God is better than the strength of man. It always was and will be. And I thank the Lord for all of it, for all that he's doing, for everybody that wants to serve him, everybody that wants to know him. God loves us, and he has great things in store for those who love him. He's coming back soon. His return is soon, suddenly, quickly. He'll be back. But once he come back, that's it. Your rest begins, and whoever's left here on this planet, they're going to have hard days ahead of them. And my heart goes out to those who have not gotten saved and who are not looking for Christians who've chosen to live a lukewarm life. But I want my life to represent God in every way so that people can know him and live like he does. The Lord will keep his word. It will be just like he said. And it's going to be wonderful. So think big. Like Pastor said, think big. Think huge. Know that the Lord has much to say. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move mightily in your life. Expect the greatest things to happen. Because he loves us, and he's very, very motivated in a multiplied way.